relaxation posture pulse. Also today, I would like to propose that we start from the posture of surrender and to enter once again into this inhabited body, into this unfilled body, where earth and mind become one. I will also like to propose to move towards the lying posture or abandon it. If you cannot lie down where you are, but the posture of abandonment is the easiest one, the one that helps us the most, if you cannot lie down on a mat, an armchair, at least abandon yourself completely so that most of the weight of the body can flow on the earth. Allow ourselves to close your eyes. These help us to perceive the mystery of the body in a completely new way. We are giving back to life, in this case, to the breath, to the contact with the heart. This is mystery. It may sound unscientific, in fact it's very so, because we allow ourselves not to know. This is a great gift, and we give ourselves today. We let go all the things we know, even the ideas we have about what meditations should be, or science. We allow ourselves to be a little bit simple. Here, let us enjoy this simple act of allowing ourselves, support ourselves from the heart. When we offer ourselves a moment of surrender like this one, the body, little by little, finds its place, as if it were resting without needing us. We discover beauty for what is most intense, richer. This is no need of us, our own little control. It is like an old one's. It resembles rather than a doing to a technique, a tool, a allowing what is there. We allow the earth to embrace us, to support us. The weight of the body is free, little by little. The weight of the body is increasingly free to flow to the earth in different place of contact. We do not even need the images which describe this contact. We allow ourselves to inhabit the encounter with the heart. We allow ourselves to discover why the heart is called mother. In this abandonment, in this support, something begins to settle. As always, this stillness, this abandonment allow one to recognize that which cannot be yet abandoned itself. It is the first gift that this courageous abandonment, courageous, because it puts us in touch with intensity, with feeling. This is the first gift that this abandonment gives us. It allows us to recognize, to inhabit that place where we perceive resistance. For the first time, this resistance is accepted. It is hollowed. Usually, when this tension was perceived, this restlessness, this resistance, immediately the effort of adjusting will begin. Now we are giving ourselves something completely new, something completely revolutionary. We are going in the opposite direction to our habitual reaction of facing the small resistance, the small tension. It is courageous, but also very rich. We might discover that the breath, in a very natural way, goes to take care of what the inhalation discovers tense, contract. It's not a technique. It's not a doing. It's the natural gift of the breath to travel, encounter, inhabit, and relieve. Calligraphy this week theme is Be Still and Heal. This is an invitation to discover that this stillness is very courageous, precisely because of the intensity of the small tension, of the subtle restlessness. This rest, so courageous, is already healing. It is a reharmonization, as if we let ourselves be helped by an intelligence much more intelligent than we are. We can call it the intelligence of the body. In reality, it is the intelligence of the whole being, unfilled by the breath, body, heart, and mind. We could note that little by little the body begins to trust, and trust to rest, to trust. It lets itself be supported little by little by the heart. It's natural that this is a place in the body that hesitates to surrender itself. And precisely this place, which is usually rejected, as soon as it is recognized, begins this laborious attempt to adjust, to eliminate, to resolve. And just when we perceive the fatigue of this continuous rejection, this continuous adjusting, then it is easier for us to allow the body to open up, to trust, even if it is not completely open. It's not completely relaxed. Not only, but we discover that we can inhabit it. This small resistance, this subtle resistance, we discover that we can rest in the heart of this feeling, of this small sensation that at other time we have rejected. We have tried to resolve, to understand. Now, with great courage, with a new patience, with a new intimacy, we discover that we can rest in it with even more affection, the natural affection that comes from listening. It is natural when we listen deeply to a friend that a sympathetic arises, an empathy, an affection. The same things can happen when this great gift, when this precious gift, listening, we offer it to ourselves. This listening that heals. This rests so profound, so simple, that we do not even fear what in us cannot yet rest. So spacious is and simple this quality of rest. This allowing so courageous were precisely that which cannot rest, this small resistance, this subtle restlessness. It's not only not rejected, not only is not fixed, but even welcome with passion and respect. For the time, for the first time, welcomed with passion and with respect. The breath knows how to travel, how to recognize, how to touch, how to curse the rawness. It encourages the small resistance. There is no need for us. There is a wisdom of breath which knows how to take care of what it is. It discovers tense, restlessness, precisely in generosity, in the courage of this allowing, of this resting, despite the intensity of feeling. Be still, rest and heal. The wounds of the heal, of the hurt, of the body, of the mind, without the need of for us, of our understanding, of our doing, without the fatigue of control, rest and heal. Healing is a harmony that can be restored, that has space and freedom to find oneself, to discover itself. We are offering to this natural harmony, this natural intelligence, this natural healing, the space that needs the space that is born in listening, in respect, the healing of the mind, of the body, and of the heart is a harmony that this has space, which has the freedom to rebuild itself naturally without the need for us, because we rest thanks to this very courageous Halloween. The body has the possibility to return little by little in its own time, with its own ways, which are never the time of want, of techniques, of tricks, without the need to meditate, without the need to add this simple listening, courageous passion, and respectful, let us give ourselves the change, the chance to explore this posture where there is surrender, even if it is not complete, even if we are not fully lying down. Let us give ourselves the possibility with this curiosity, with simplicity, without having to put anything in our pocket. We allow ourselves to inhabit the encounter to the heart with the body, in the points of contact, in the lying posture, there, without even needing to know what this contact is or what is the breath that runs through it, that massage it. We will explore that this rest, this quality is not only in the posture of surrender. This encounter with the heart, caressed, massaged by the breath, traversed by the breath, but to explore, weaver with intimacy, with listening, and also survive in the sitting posture, when in the standing posture, and finally, even in walking. The stillness of movement. This will be the exploration most interesting, which we will touch upon today. So let us enjoy the five breaths in this posture of surrender. Five breaths, at the end of which we will awaken, each in its own time. We will sit with our eyes closed to facilitate listening, and then we will inhabitate the other posture. We can already do this now, already in the lying posture. We can do it now if we feel it helps us. We hollow the hand there where the breath is most easily recognized. It could be in the area of the clavicles or the sternum, the plexus, Maybe even in the belly. Even in the belly, recognize this movement of breath. Let us give ourselves a chance to rest in the posture of surrender while five breaths occur. We do not need to breathe. The breath happens anyway. The hand contact, perhaps it helps us recognize the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth breath. It is not something to be grasped, because breath happens itself, and it is easy to recognize. There is no need to add anything. We can rest, we can enjoy it. And so in our own time we will regain the sitting posture at the end of these five breaths. Then we feel this is the change of posture. And here perhaps with eyes closed or half close, we give ourselves five breaths. We rest during five breaths. We are discovering that this intimacy, this healing, this rest, this harmony is not linked to the posture of complete abandonment. But we discover it in the course of our day. For now, we are discovering the four fundamental posture. There, now, we can pass. Perhaps it's not so simple. After having abandoned ourselves for so long, perhaps we can, little by little, awaiting from this posture and go with great respect, with great lightness into the sitting posture. And here again we offer ourselves these five breaths. We let go of the others. Whatever is going on our there, we still remain in these intimates. And we enjoy the happening of the five breaths. Perhaps the hand contact, where the hand is easy recognized, help us. And we discover that we can rest while the breath happens. There is no need for us. That is the great news. There is no need for us. Life lives. It is beautiful to discover the intelligence of life, and we enjoy it as life breathes in us, as the weight of the body flows, now in a different way, in the seated posture. At the end of four breaths, our five breaths, we will stand up and try to explore also this posture and rest. Then our five breaths, each of us with our own rhythm, at the end of the five breaths, we stand up and we take a breath, even in the standing posture. We can discover that it's also possible to rest here. Soft knees, not tense. The pelvis that does not need to shrink. We even give the belly permission to relax. And we enjoy five breaths in this posture. Perhaps the hand still goes there. where the breath is even more easily perceived, wherever it is the belly, wherever it is the belly, or the plexus or the thorax, where the gentle movement of breath is perceived, the gentle move of the breath. At the end of our five breaths, there we give ourselves a few steps. This is perhaps the most interesting posture, because in this posture of movement we discover stillness. And we can discover that in this step so light, delicate, slow, we can discover right in the heart of the step, rest. In the heart of the step, rest. Perhaps it can help us. A step during inhalation, a step during exhalation, if there is some restlessness. It's natural after this stillness. Maybe the steps are a bit more toned down, faster. Then let's give ourselves perhaps these 10 steps. And we can discover that even in the step there is rest. That is possible to rest in the heart of the step. It's a beautiful discover. And then we can return when we have finished to the sitting posture. They may seem like simple things, things of the mind, not of the body. Absolutely not. They are of the whole being. Of the body, of the heart, of the mind. It's also natural that there are tension, worries, that there is a desire to do, to be, to exist. It's very nice, natural, but something, this movement is too much and it becomes unhelpful. All this projection outside, and is if outside there was the solution, and this is a fatigue which is recognized and accompanies us to the encouragement, which what is most important. With this stillness which we discover we can carry into all moments of the day. This is the invitation that we will still remember to bring many more moments, small moments of rest. We will bring them in the different posture of the day. For example, when we are queening, when we are sitting in the class, small resting movement without anyone seeing us, or when we are walking, small movement of rest. We will discover with time what is the profound effect of these rests. It is as if we are giving ourselves back the freedom to exist. It has a lot to do with fear, with the end of the fear and no fear.